It's 11 in the morning, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in a courtroom, in Civil Court Building.
Oh, 10 minutes recess, huh?
Oh, Mr. Mason.
Oh, I'll talk to you in a moment.
This is Perry Mason. Just a second, Donna. All right, Donna, what was Paul Drake's message?
Paul didn't give me any message. I haven't even spoken to him.
Oh.
Should I try to locate him through his agency?
No, you can't. Donna, if and when he does check in, get the message to me immediately. Hmm?
Okay, but...
I'll be in court for at least another hour.
Wait a minute, Chief.
Yeah?
Lieutenant Halverson wants to see you. He marched in here and said he was going to prove he's a real friend of Kate Eastman's, even if he is a cop.
What?
He's gone to see the district attorney, after which he wants to talk to you.
Any idea what it's all about?
Well, I can guess.
Well, for your information, Halverson told me that App is going to trial immediately.
Well, maybe Halverson can stop him.
Maybe, but we can't count on it.
We can hope.
All right, you hope. Meanwhile, I want Paul Drake's report. I'll see you, Della.
Hello, Perry.
What? Oh, Paul. Just called my office about you. All right, let's have it.
Well, I'm on my way out of town.
Okay, where and why?
Maybe a wild goose chase, but I got another lead from Ruby. I figured the stolen car syndicate had to have garages, machine shops where they changed the appearance of the hot cars.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Well, Ruby didn't know much about it, but she heard of a master mechanic who supervised the work for him.
Did you get his name?
No. Not even a description. Ruby heard he's working in a little town upstate since the syndicate stopped operations. I'll phone you tonight or tomorrow.
Tonight.
Oh. Things popping?
Yes, the DA is ready to go to trial.
You get it postponed?
No, not without a good reason. So, Paul.
Yeah. I'll do my best, Perry. Speak to you tonight.
Meanwhile, District Attorney Frederick Apt has come to the apartment of his chief witness.
Oh, Mr. Apt.
Oh, good morning, Miss Fasina. Am I disturbing you?
Well, I didn't expect you till this afternoon, but... come on in.
Thank you.
Can I get you something? A cup of coffee?
No, thank you.
Sit down, Mr. Apt. The place doesn't look very neat. The maid hasn't been in yet.
Won't you sit down, Miss Fasina?
Sure.
Anything wrong, Miss Fasina?
Wrong?
Yeah, you seem nervous.
I've got an appointment.
Well, you should have told me. I could speak to you later.
If you don't mind, Mr. Abbott.
Aren't you going to answer it?
Yeah, right now. Yeah?
This is Gus, Tony.
Betty, I was just thinking about you, Betty. I was going to call you... Betty, I'm terribly sorry, but I can't keep my appointment this morning.
Oh, now, don't do that, Mr. Simmons.
I'll call for another appointment, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Betty. That was Betty's beauty shop.
Well, you shouldn't have done that on my account.
Oh, she'll give me another appointment.
Well, if you're positive it doesn't inconvenience you.
Not at all.
And if you'll pardon me for saying so, you don't need to visit a beauty shop.
Why, Mr. Apt. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I have good news, Miss Fasina. That is, it's good from my standpoint. I'm afraid you'll be disturbed.
What's wrong?
And I want you to know, I'd spare your feelings if I could, but you'll have to go through with it. I'm going to trial within a week of 10 days. You'll have to testify against Kate Beekman.
Oh.
I understand it will be painful to you when you face Kate Beekman in court. Miss Beekman has a talent for appearing to be a likable, sympathetic young woman.
Yeah.
And I've noticed you have a tendency to be sorry for her.
I hate to hurt anybody, Mr. Apt. Even her.
I understand. But you mustn't let your feelings sway you. Now, that's why I'm here. We'll go over your testimony. I'll ask you questions, just as I will do when we go to trial.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll ask you questions as the defense lawyer will on cross-examination.
Perry Mason.
Yes.
You want to rehearse now, Mr. Aft?
Well, I wouldn't use the word rehearse, Miss Fasina. I don't rehearse my witnesses. It's only a matter of making certain you don't make mistakes on the witness stand. You see the difference?
I guess so.
Good. Now, suppose we start by... Are you expecting a visitor?
No. Just let it ring. They'll go away.
Well, perhaps it's important.
I'll go see. You stay right where you are, Mr. Aft. Yeah. Oh, Lieutenant Halverson.
Good morning, Miss Fasina.
Is that Lieutenant Halverson?
Yes. Is it all right if I come in, Miss?
I guess so.
What do you want, Halverson?
I want to see you.
Well, I'm busy, Lieutenant. And frankly, I don't like your following me.
This won't wait. Will you step outside, please, Mr. Aft?
I'll expect an explanation for this, Halverson.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you talk to him here?
This is confidential.
I'll get out of your way. You gentlemen have your talk while I go powder my nose. Just call when you want me, Mr. Aft.
Well?
Let's go outside.
This is all right. I haven't finished with Miss Fasina.
All right, then keep your voice down.
What's happened?
I hear you're going to set the trial date.
So?
Have you set it yet?
I'm going to today.
Mr. Aft, you know the policewoman that I planted in the cell next to Kate Beekman's?
Of course.
Well, so did Mason. He spotted her.
When?
Yesterday. That put Mason in the driver's seat.
Well, I can't understand his telling you. Mason could abuse the policewoman.
Mason didn't tell me. She did.
What?
Mason was going to use the policewoman, so he told Kate Beekman her real identity. But Kate wouldn't play.
Beekman?
Now, keep your voice down, please. Do you get the picture, Mr. Aft? We tried to put one over on Mason and the girl, so Mason was justified in turning the tables. Only Miss Beekman would have no part of it.
But I don't understand.
You never have. Miss Beekman hasn't got a crooked bone in her body. It went against her grain to pull a fast one, even on you and me. That's what I've been trying to tell you. A girl who is that honest wouldn't kill a guy in cold blood.
Oh, now, just a minute.
Let's quit horsing around, Mr. Aft. You've got her under indictment, so there's nothing you can do about that. But you don't have to go to trial.
We've been over this before.
Yes, I know we've been over it before, and every time we are, I'm that much more certain that I'm right.
Lieutenant,
wait a minute, Mr. Aft. Listen to me. I am just as sick of jawing about it as you are, so I'll quit talking. If you go ahead and set a trial date, I can't stop you.
No, you can't.
But I am going to reopen the investigation from my end.
Halverson.
And if you try to block me, I'll pull the whole thing out into the open.
Are you defying me, Lieutenant?
You can call it what you want, Mr. Aft. Kate Beekman deserves a break, and I'm here to see that she gets it.
Well, as Lieutenant Halverson said, he is proving himself to be a true friend to the innocent girl. Donald Halverson is risking his future in his efforts to help Kate. And now? Well, what do you think is going to happen? By all means, hear Monday's important and exciting development.